It's being done for love or luck, but it has now emerged that coins left by visitors in the cracks of the famous Giant's Causeway rocks are damaging the World Heritage Site. Scores of coins have been left wedged into the cracks of the basalt rock columns, and this has been going on for years. However, those coins do go on to rust and expand, putting pressure on the surrounding rock. The UK's National Trust is now appealing to visitors to stop this practice. For more, we're joined by Dr. Cliff Henry. He's National Trust Engagement Officer with the Giant's Causeway. Thanks indeed for talking to us this afternoon. Will you tell us about your concerns? What's been happening?
Yes, good afternoon. Yeah, visitors have been coming to the site here and putting coins in the rocks. The main problem is that the coins that are there, people are copycatting, so they see that other people have put coins in and they get the idea of putting a coin in from their own pocket. So they take a coin out and wedge it into a gap if they can. If the gap is too small, then quite often they seem to be picking up small boulders and giving the coin a good whack.
And is this supposed to bring good luck to the person who's whacking the coin?
Well, maybe not if they hit their finger, but yeah, I guess they probably think they're bringing themselves good luck. So they're giving the coin a good whack. So the coins are acting like almost like a blunt chisel. So they're taking a little piece of the stone away. But quite often they miss the coin and they chip the stones with their little hammer. So that's causing damage. Then once the coins start to rust, it's very rapid erosion because of the conditions here, the salty air and the environmental conditions. So the coins, within a year or two, they split open and they start to expand. And that expansion puts tremendous pressure. I mean, even the single euro cent could probably exert something in the region of half a ton of pressure on that joint. So you can imagine if there's lots of coins in there, it's a huge pressure on the joint. And that's causing the corners of the rock to pop off. So it is causing damage. And as well as that, pretty much all coins have steel in the centre. So when steel rusts, you get the rusty staining down the front of the stone. So it looks unsightly and it is causing damage. So it's a bit of a problem.
You're having to do a clean-up?
Yes. We were able to get some grant funding with the help of Causeway Coast and Glens Heritage Trust to employ a stonemason with experience on working on stone monuments and old stone buildings. So he very carefully, on a trial basis, attempted to take out the coins from test areas. So that trial went very well realised we could get most of these stones out without causing hardly any damage whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. But really, so I suppose you'd prefer if people would just stop.
Yes, that is the best option. If we can get all the coins that are there out, then any coins that go in will be easier to remove. The biggest problem we have here is once the coins start to rust, they start to break apart and they're very hard to get hold of. A fresh coin put in, you can get pliers onto it and give it a tug, and it comes out not too bad. But if once it starts to rust, it gets wedged in there and just falls apart when you try to take it out. So that's the most difficult part. If we stand hold of it now, hopefully it won't be as big a problem in the future.
Dr. Cliff Henry, many thanks for talking to us this afternoon.